You know, it's been absolutely fascinating watching AI agents evolve so quickly lately. There's been so much exciting buzz across the industry, but if you look closely, mainstream consumer adoption is actually kind of stalled. It's a bit of a bummer, really, because the potential is just so huge.
It really is. And I think the core issue boils down to a fundamental disconnect. We've got these incredibly sophisticated models that can technically do amazing things, but they're not really solving what everyday users actually need in their day-to-day lives.
Exactly. While developers have been pouring their energy into building these powerful, multi-step systems, the average person just runs into a wall of confusing interfaces and unpredictable behavior. You try to use them, and they feel more like science experiments than practical tools you can actually rely on.
That's precisely why the tech industry is undergoing a necessary mindset shift right now. We have to bridge that gap, and it starts by moving away from purely capability-driven development and leaning heavily into user-centric design.
I love that direction. It's all about meeting people where they are. When we talk about what users actually want, it really comes down to three things: simplicity, trust, and real-world utility. They just want things to work smoothly.
Absolutely. And simplicity isn't just a nice-to-have, it's a requirement. People don't want to dig through complex settings or memorize new commands. They expect these tools to integrate seamlessly into the workflows they already use.
And on top of that, trust is everything. You can have the smartest model in the world, but if it's constantly hallucinating, mishandling data, or making costly mistakes, user confidence just evaporates overnight.
Which brings us back to utility. These tools need to solve tangible, everyday problems. Think about automating invoicing for a small business or helping a family plan their weekly meals. That's where the real value lives, not in technical demonstrations.
So how do we actually get there? It feels like we need a completely different approach to building these products.
We do. Product teams need to bring in behavioral researchers, usability experts, and everyday focus groups right at the start of the development cycle, not as an afterthought.
That makes so much sense. The goal has to be engineering robust error handling, being completely transparent about data practices, and building clear feedback loops so users feel heard and supported.
But we have to be realistic about the timeline. Winning over the mainstream audience isn't going to happen overnight.
No, it really takes patience. It's about iterative refinement and being completely transparent about a product's limitations. We have to earn that trust step by step.
And accessibility has to be a top priority throughout that process. AI tools should work effectively for everyone, without forcing people to buy expensive hardware or lock them into premium subscriptions.
Exactly. When you lower those barriers to entry and make the value immediately apparent, adoption just follows naturally. It's that simple.
So the critical takeaway here is clear. The future of AI agents depends entirely on aligning technological development with actual human needs.
I couldn't agree more. The companies that will lead the next wave are going to be the ones that truly listen to their users, prioritize reliability and simplicity over technical bragging rights, and treat AI as an essential daily utility rather than just a cool novelty.
Well said. Once the industry finally closes that gap between the hype and reality, AI agents will smoothly transition from niche experiments into indispensable, everyday companions.